Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm very confused. We're both on holiday. Don't drink the water. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was an artist called ZX Plus that we've never played before. And that was a track that has never been aired on the radio or podcast before because it is as yet unreleased.
Okay.
And I'm feeling pretty special about myself there.
It is very special.
And thank you very much to Steve for getting in touch about his band ZX Plus and asking me if I would give them a listen. An excellent interchange via email. If you're a band or artist and you'd like us to play you on the show, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, "I want to be on your show." And we had a little exchange, and he said, "Look, I've got this stuff," and I listened to it, and some of it was a little bit lightweight, and it was on his last album. I said, "Have you got anything a bit more sort of punky?" He went, "Actually, the new stuff's really punky. I'll send you a couple of tracks." And he did, and there's the first one. There you go.
Excellent.
Thing is, what is ZX Plus's Facebook page?
Now, I don't think they'd allow plus, so I'm going to go facebook.com/ZX Plus the word.
Oh, nearly. facebook.com/profile.php ID=11396598851964. And why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL.
That's a default URL. You lovely bloke, sort it out. Not you, Tony. Paulie being Internet 1, Tony 0. And if it's all right with you, ZX Plus, we'll play the other track set in a few weeks' time.
Excellent.
Sound sensible? Now, you know I mentioned on last week's show that was in the future that because of our time-travelling escapades and all that, that there was something about Air Out My Shorts' 10th anniversary?
Yes.
Yeah, last week.
Oh, was it?
So we missed it. And my apologies to Air Out My Shorts that we didn't get a message to you to celebrate your 10th anniversary show, which presumably you were actually recording last week, but we don't know because we don't keep up with stuff like that because we're stupid. If you've never listened to Air Out My Shorts before, where have you been? Mind you, saying that, they only do one a year. They've got a bit of a nerve calling it a 10th anniversary, haven't they? Or are they recording more again? This is a long sentence without a breath. What happened?
I think they had a long break, and then they started recording quite a few. I know they were doing them weekly, but then I've not heard in a few months. So, where they are currently with it. I certainly record more often than TTN do.
Well, yeah. But my mum records podcasts more than TTN do, and she doesn't know what a podcast is.
It's a fair point.
If you don't know TTN, you're going to have to go back in time to find out about our relationships with said Canadian and American podcasters from the past. Especially as you sent me that thing about our first show, and I listened to it, and it's not as bad as I remember.
No, we were very excited.
We were very excited, but it was all right. Anyway, that's that. By the way, I would like your jokes. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Comedy Suburbs, and we'll start reading them out again when we get back into the swing of things, because this is another one of those, we don't know where we are, anything could happen shows, yes?
Yes.
Best way to sort that out is with another track from Zombie Garden Club. You might remember we played a Zombie Garden Club track a couple of weeks ago now. I'm going to play another one off their latest album now. Zombie Garden Club have featured in several movies and TV shows, but we weren't familiar with them until the other week when we got sent some of their stuff. And I'm loving them. So here's the proof. Track coming up right now. Just before that, Tony, what is Zombie Garden Club's website?
ZombieGardenClub.com.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie being Internet Wong. This is One Step, Two Step, Three Steps Gone. Listening to Desireways underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You know how I said to you off air just before the show started that we'll probably keep it snappy this week, eh?
Yeah.
And then I've just gone into one of my rambles again. I'll probably have yet another ramble now, unless, of course, you have some Facebook comments for us.
No.
Oh, no. Well, if you have no Facebook comments for us, it can't be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook.
As if we wouldn't play it anyway. Like, explain what people should do, Tony. Yeah. Surely everyone knows about Facebook by now.
Yeah, please do. If you're on Facebook, please visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page and leave us a comment. Get in touch. Best way to do that is through Facebook or via email. But the Facebook is quite nice. You can also go through our website, punkyradio.com. It's got all the links to Twitter, Facebook, etc.
Yeah, it's no real surprise we haven't got any more Facebook comments, seeing as it's only 2 hours since we made the last show. But that was last week, and this is in the future, and I'm getting terribly confused again.
Yes.
Yeah. So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Just because I thought we'd play it twice this week.
Very nice.
Thank you very much to Katie Boyle for her input in this show. Again, you've got to go back a few weeks to get what we're talking about, but blah, blah, blah. Actually, my mum isn't on Facebook, and she has left more Facebook comments this week than some of our regular listeners. This could become a theme.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all right, isn't it? I'm going to play two songs in a row, Tom.
Okay.
If that's all right.
That's fine.
Now, here's something I haven't done in a while. What I tend to do, when we play two songs in a row, it's been a relatively recent thing since we started playing nine songs each week, which, by the way, is three times the amount we started with 10 years ago. I really hope we don't last 20 years, because I can't be putting 27 songs together. It's just outrageous.
No.
It's an album. It's a compilation album. Oh, hell's teeth. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So what I normally don't do in a row is play two tracks that are similar.
Right,
when we
okay.
play two songs in a row, I try and make them different from each other. But actually, in both halves of this show this week, I'm going to do something like that. And what we've got now is we've got pop punk from Cortenuove, Italy. I hope I've said that wrong. I hope I've said that right. And then we've got some Aussie skate punk coming up after that. So they've got a similar feel to them. This band sent us a frankly rather irritating message on Facebook.
Then
I sent them one back saying, please don't do that, let's be sensible. And then he went, oh, really, really sorry. How about this? Went, no worries. Had a listen to it. Found a track that I liked. We're going to play it right now. The band are called The Last Confidence, Tony.
Okay.
What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Last Confidence.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie being Internet 1, and this is Temptations.
Tell myself again, 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 'cause I want to be who I need to.
Zuffle.
To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
There was indeed some Australian skate punk by a band called The Decline that are playing Rebellion in August this year. They're getting themselves about, mate.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a track called You're Not the Waitress. And I listened through the first half of it and thought, when are they going to start saying You're Not the Waitress? And then at the end of the song, they say it in no uncertain terms. what is The Decline's website?
TheDecline.com.au?
No, TheDeclineMusic.com. Bored of being internet too, Tony too. I've got a feeling this could be a pretty tight one this week, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
After the thrashing I gave you a couple of hours ago, that was actually last week. The folds in time.
Yes.
The paradox that is Punky Radio.
A little bit.
The rift in the space-time continuum for all you nerds out there. Yeah, anyway.
Very nice.
So, I'd like to ask you what you did last week, but you don't know, really, do you?
No, I would say we would have been bumming around. We've got an apartment in Italy for 10 days, so we'll be there all week. We're still there.
Tony,
so, yes.
Can you be careful about saying we've been bumming around?
Well,
it could be misconstrued, certainly at this end of Skype.
We'll be hanging around the flat.
It quite clearly means something different in the Highwayman's Lodge to what it means in Robin's. What's it called now? Where are you? Robin's. What's your place called now?
No, we used to be Robin's Nest in the flat. We never really christened this place.
Yeah, it's about time you did.
A little bit.
Perhaps you could work on it for the second half of the show.
Okay. Yeah, so we are hanging around Italy. What are you up to?
Oh, no idea. I can't remember what I did last week. Hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Cool. Good point.
It's just too early to tell. Or too late to tell. Right. Anyway, we're cracking on now, aren't we? We're cracking on.
Yes.
I've got From the Vaults up now. Now, this band, I've got the album here. This band, we got, this was a bit weird how we got this. We got sent out of the blue a Wolverine Records CD many years ago. And they're a German label, but they've got bands signing from all over the world. Some of whom, even though it was years ago, are still going, including the band that we're about to play called the Hammercocks, or Hammercocks. And they had a track on it. They're actually from Dallas, Texas. Don't know how they ended up on a German label. But anyway, they're from Dallas, Texas, still going. Balls to the floor. Punk rock, Tony.
Nice.
And we have played this song before, but I couldn't tell you when. I mean, years ago. But anyway, I think you'll enjoy it. It's some good old-fashioned punk. It's a very short song. I'll be talking again very soon. But in the meantime, Terry, what is Hammercock's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Hammercock's?
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet. So, yeah, I thought that as well. I thought, who's going to get away with Hammercock's? But no, fair enough. This is Cops Come Out.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got one word for you.
What's that?
Hammercock's.
Nice.
It actually, I didn't say the name of the album. I don't know whether this is still available or not, but it was a Wolverine Records Presents 13 Years of Burning Rock and Roll. Absolutely brilliant compilation. Really, really good fun. All sorts of different things on it. And we played a couple of tracks of it in the past, and I am now revisiting it since I've got it out of my punky radio cupboard, and I will be sticking it on my CD player later on. Those of you young people out there, CDs are things that happened after vinyl and before you all stopped caring.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Paradoxical continuum.
It's in the future.
Probably.
It's now.
Or before.
Oh, yes. Another week. Is it still gigs on the 12th? What if it's still there, which we assume it probably is? Yes, it is.
Did you say the 12th bar?
The 12th bar, yes.
Yeah, you've just got a habit of going, and people don't know where it is. So, the 12th bar, which is on Holloway Road in London town.
It is.
Yes.
The 12th bar.
There you go.
Thank you much. So this Friday, we are now 3rd of July. My Mother is a Punk Rock Party presents Guns
to
Roses.
Sorry, I thought you were just telling us stuff there.
This Friday.
Yeah. Your Mother is a Punk Rock Party presents.
Yeah, Guns to Roses and Support. So obviously that would be probably a cover band. But Friday night, how much do
You know what? They messed with my mind when we do this. £8.
See, I thought it would be more, but it's £6.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent.
Yeah. Right, Saturday and Sunday is a special weekend. So it's a Ruction Records monthly residency.
So that's going to be some heavy business.
It's going to be heavy. So Saturday night, 9 Bar, Strength Approach, Injury Time, Hammer Fist, Tempest Fray, Headshot, No Warning Shot, Days of End, Tirade and Front Line.
So we already had Hammer Cocks, now we've got Hammer Fist.
Yeah. So Hammer Head will be next, maybe. So Saturday night, how much think it is for Saturday?
Well, you know what? I do like Russian Records, and I do wonder whether even though we've got loads of bands on, they might have kept the price down. So I'm going to go £6 again.
£12.
£12. Is that for the weekend or just for that night?
That's just for Saturday.
Right.
They must start early.
Yeah. It's an all day, right?
That's got an all day written all over it.
Yeah.
Sunday, Knuckle Dust, No Turning Back, Cartel, Out of Luck, Ironed Out, To the Nines, Victimized, Curb Stomp, and Buckets of Courage. Love it. I love auction records.
It's just the way you say them. You get angrier with each one you say. Pockets of courage. Well, I can only go with the same as the day before. I'll go £12.
Tenner.
Oh, goodness me. So that is 61,210.
Yes.
I think we can safely say.
That's a long way away.
That they're in the Pacific Ocean. If Hell Avenue was in fact Route 66.
Yes.
They'll have no idea about the devil, although ironically, they're probably the people most into him. The games we play.
I know, isn't it?
Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. I thought we ought to play that. It's not as good as when we do it.
No.
Nah.
I do love doing that bit.
I've got two songs in a row again now.
Have you?
And it's also coincides with the second half of this show, which is all from Slovenly Records. And I've got some interesting news coming up in this show as well. You know, I said in the first half we're playing two bands that are fairly similar. Then we played Hamcock. Playing two bands that are kind of similar now in that they're both from the same label. First up, we've got from South Holland, Tony.
Okay.
Southern Netherlands. The Southern Netherlands.
Mm.
A band called Low Point Drains, who have got all of these bands. They've got new releases out right now on Slovenly Records. And I'm really glad. And thanks to Joe for sending them through. I love Joe Slovenly. I love that label. It's got some brilliant stuff on it. So this band, I think it's an EP. Like, three of the bands we're playing this off have got EPs and one's got an album out. That's what I'm getting around to. But anyway, they've all got new releases out. Stay tuned for a band called The Radios. But first up, Low Point Drains, Tony, all the way from South Holland. What's their Bandcamp page?
Lowpointdrains.bandcamp.com.
No. Lowpointdrainsch.bandcamp.com.
Oh.
And I don't know why that should be.
That's odd.
It is. I don't know. Anyway, the important thing is it's probably the Internet 3, Tony 3. I was right. It's going to be close this week. Come on.
Shot Fox. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Bezos Street, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Radios, all the way from Tokyo.
Nice.
Radio spelled R-A-Y-D-I-O-S, and a track called My Way Back Home. Because, you know, we're thinking about going oldie, but we want to come back again, don't we?
Well, at some point.
Yeah, at some point, yeah. No, yeah. Mad rush. You're already there. I'm going there today. We're both out of the country at the same time. But by the magic of modern technology, you're still hearing this now. What is The Radio's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheRadios.
No, facebook.com/pages/the-radios/15306284808274 Why is that, Tony?
That's so default URL.
That's a default URL. But they are excused. They are Japanese.
Yeah. Why is that an excuse?
Well, they don't necessarily know the ins and outs of Facebook as well, do they? I would say. I think that's fair, isn't it?
I don't know why.
I thought they would have a go at them.
It's so, simple.
Anyway, it's 4-3 to me.
Okay.
Boy, the internet, 4, Tony, 3, 2 songs left, anything could happen. So, what are you doing for the rest of this week?
So, we are in Italy for a few more days. We might go see Leon on the way home.
He was in Bologna.
In which case, we might go to him via, and then go to Munich, maybe.
Fun.
Yeah, so we've got 4 days, I think, after we get out of the flat to go to get back to the ferry. So we can take a nice long trip around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then back on the 7th. Yeah.
Right.
What are you doing this week?
Well, I'm about to fly to Spain for the Psychobilly meeting with my mate Steve. As discussed last week, if you heard last week's show, you've heard a lot of psychobilly last week and a little bit of punk. And we're going to Pineda de Mar. It's the, haven't been for 2 years, did 5 years in a row, had 2 years off, back this year. Really looking forward to seeing my mates Russ and Ant and a whole load of other people that we haven't seen in a long time that continue to go there every year, even in my absence. It's an absolutely brilliant music festival in a fantastic resort and a beautiful part of Spain, although I shouldn't really call it a part of Spain because it is, of course, Catalonia. And looking forward to bumping into Helen and Adi as well, and I'll tell you all about it on next week's show. Might even have a couple of interviews, you never know.
Excellent. Flying from Luton?
What, sorry?
Flying from Luton. Excellent.
Yes. Nice and easy, does it? I thought about driving.
Yeah, it's a bitch of a drive. I've done it.
Well, yeah, the problem with driving there is you've got to go through the whole of France.
Yeah, the toll roads will get you.
And you know what? Speaking of the whole over France, we haven't mentioned that it has recently been the 200th anniversary of Waterloo, have we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the telly recently, obviously on the One Show the other day.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, but I know I was watching it on more serious news broadcasters and all that. But, yeah, I don't actually get my news from the One Show.
Don't you?
No. No.
News with a smile.
CBeebies. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, 1815 when we spanked, well, one of the many times we spanked the French.
Excellent.
But yeah, and we named a railway station after it, and surprisingly enough they didn't. And I think that they must have had an effect. No, it hasn't. I was going to say on how many French people visit the UK, but actually what happened was the Eurotunnel was the station was originally going to be Waterloo, wasn't it? But they said, that's just taking a mickey.
Really?
Actress. Yeah, yeah. That would have been great, wouldn't it? If every single French person came to England on the train, went into Waterloo. That would be terrific. Anyway, some governments just don't have a good enough sense of humour.
No.
Any road up. I've got some brilliant news now. No, I'm not. I'll tell you afterwards. This is The Penetrators. She's the Kind of Girl.
Girl, I know. all I know.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Penetrator. She's the kind of girl The Penetrators are from Syracuse, New York. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Penetrators NY?
No, Facebook.com/the-Syracuse-Penetrators/45478889795. And why is that, Tony?
That's that default URL, isn't it?
Default URL. Probably the Internet 5, Tony 3. I've won. We've won there.
Right.
What's really brilliant, though, is that, again, Joe from Slovenly, all the bands in this half of the show are on the Slovenly label. Joe sent me an email to say, I listened to the show, and brilliant, isn't it, that label bosses listen. I listened to the show, and I heard what you said about The Penetrators. They're back together.
Nice.
I said on the show before last that they split up in 1984, but they didn't. Well, they might, well, they did. But they've got back together and they're recording new material, and that was a track off their new EP.
Excellent.
How exciting is that? I can't help thinking we've single-handedly brought them back to life, Dave.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Anyway, and thanks again to thank you to the Penetrators for getting back together. I can understand why they haven't sorted out their Facebook page, though. They are all about 106.
Right. Yeah, fair point.
I think they might be finding it a bit hard to be penetrating anything these days. Other than your ears with their brilliant rock and roll.
Of course.
Dear the Penetrators, I'm not being offensive. All the best, Paul. Yeah. I'm old as well, let's face it. Anyway, the Penetrators are back. Very happy about that. Make sure you track them down and get anything you can off them. And by that, I don't mean mug them.
No, please don't mug them.
When I say track them down and get what you can off them, I don't mean walk up behind them and nick their wallets. I'm digging myself a hole here.
Okay.
Which the Penetrators will need before long. What would they be so old? Shut up, Paul. I'm really glad the Penetrators are back together, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from them in the future. Well done, Joe. Well done, Stubbornly. Well done, the Penetrators. Right. Seeing as I've nearly put myself forward for it now, do you have a twat?
I don't.
Oh, bugger.
After all that, no.
But as mentioned, about that.
You know. Well, I think, as mentioned last week, we do need twats. Please do send them through. Maybe we can have a little bit of a 2-3 twats run up to our 10th anniversary. It would be nice.
Yeah.
So please do show your appreciation for the free shows we do for you by sending us a twat nomination to tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. That's all you need to do. Or twat's for thanks. Do send them now.
It used to be such a regular feature, and it's just sort of, it has actually dried up, hasn't it?
It really has just dried up.
It really
up.
Has. You know, it's been one of my favourite bits of the week, was giving someone a good twatting. And of late, very little. So if you are listening and you think someone's a twat, please do tell us about it and get in touch with Tony. Fair enough?
Yeah, fair enough.
Right. Last band this week, Tom.
Okay.
And it's yet another band from Slovenly. So four in a row from Slovenly. Hey, Joe, I do you the odd favour. You'll be pleased to hear I'm not going to say anything about Dirty Fences, other than this is a band called Dirty Fences and they've got a new release out on Slovenly Records. What is Dirty Fences' Bandcamp page?
Dirtyfences.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 4, probably be an Internet 5. An honourable win and a close game.
Excellent.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, it's fair.
This is High School Rip. Let's go. that's about it for this week. Have you enjoyed yourself, Tank?
I have.
Oh, and I hope you're having a lovely holiday as well.
Me too.
And I hope I have a great time in Spain. Yeah. And I hope everyone else listening has a great week. And we'll be back to normal. Now, we'll be a little bit late with next week's show, won't we? It won't be up till probably next Thursday. Yeah. We'll get the next show up next Thursday. My apologies that we'll be a couple of days late, but we're both going to be in transit on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. So you've got 9 days to soak this nonsense up and maybe look through a couple of old shows while you're waiting for us.
Why not? There's plenty of them. There's about 509 of them. So, yeah, get crack through one. Go to punkage.com.
And perhaps just before we go, you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we are on Padunk, Padunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se. And we're on TBFM, which you can find tbfmonline.co.uk.
Beautifully read. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Gapoo! Gapoo!